Henda, you are now entering a space for black history. A voice for the voiceless. The Harbinger on the Line Revolution. A marriage of chillers and platform that will last longer than it girl's marriage. Welcome to Black Excellence. Do not fear, for if you do, just sip on some grandeur. And if you still do, ask ourselves, what would Mapapunzi do? Pagama chila, itlesha lefiki. Ungoyigi, even if when they ask you, how sabini, do not fear. For if you do, just say, anistivi. This is the medicine of censorship. This is the pill. Which one is that one? Podcast and chill.
But it's not the only way you can get it.
Through semen, it's always you guys spreading.
Contact.
Sorry?
Is sexual intercourse not contact?
Yes.
Okay, okay.
So it's not the exclusive way of contracting it sexually.
Are you getting scared, Brad?
No. Obviously, she's 100% correct. And if you cuddle a lot, you're going to get it. I get to you, that's how we spread a rumor.
Hey man, I tell you so, these kids are making it hard to DJ now, man.
What?
Hey bro, every time I go to a gig, when I'm playing, because I come from the era where you're supposed to make the people dance. Now people whip out their phones and then you gotta dance while you DJ. They're always waiting for me to dance and I can't dance for shit, bro. But I've seen you, you've caught the hang of it. When the log drum comes, you go...
No, just, you know, like log drum,
I'm telling you, you gotta be a dancer now, bro.
No, you know what? And dancing anxiety is a serious thing.
Yeah.
They're giving you anxiety.
Hey, bro.
Not you're dancer. Like, hey. But have some. Even Black Coffee's got this thing, you know, like, have your. Like, feel the music.
No,
you don't
bro,
need to, like, dance, leave the headphones.
They're expecting some Uncle Waffles shit, bro.
Nah.
Like,
G-strings and shit.
Yeah.
Performance.
Yes.
Yeah. No, but honestly, to be honest, like, Black Coffee was like one of the first DJs, you know, where people whoop up phones and check him out. And
this was
way before Uncle Waffles.
Yes.
In Mkhodu Monday in Alex, people would be recording Black Coffee, and he's not doing much. People are just capturing you. They're just capturing you doing your thing.
Can I tell you a story about Black Coffee? I was always playing after him. No, he was playing after me at Paparazzi, the club by...
Yeah. Sprit.
Yeah, so I'm building up for him. He comes on, right? So he hasn't played his song, his first song yet. Mm. It's still my song. It's like the last 30 minutes, 30 seconds of the song. Mm. He literally killed the bass and the whole crowd was like, oh!
Yes.
They went nuts, dog. That time I was playing for an hour, no one screamed.
But you see, you work your way to that level. Or you do small thing, you touch something, you're like, how sweet it was. You know what I mean? You work your way there. You do a whole lot of good things to get to that point.
Did you see how much cost to book Tuli P, bro?
Tuli Pongolo.
Yeah.
How much?
No, I did. I saw the video though, where they said she wasn't mixing.
Yeah, she premixes. She plays premixes.
Oh, damn, for real?
Yeah.
Oh.
What a scammer, right?
Yeah, I mean, like when they said she plays Bacardi, I thought it was a genre, not the premix.
Well, how much does she charge?
Bacardi free is like,
hey, how much does she charge?
So this is the thing. This is what you need to charge Tuli P. She charges 20,000 an hour, right? Which is fair. It's Tuli P.
Yeah, she's Tuli a big P. Deal. She's got a big profile. It's
an hour,
it's a fair
that's
amount.
A good rate.
Yeah.
So if you're there for 3 hours.
No, she's
no,
an
no,
hour.
The DJ
hour
pay 1 hour.
Yeah. Flights must only be SAA
or two.
Or British Airways.
What the fuck?
That's
expensive.
Fair enough, guys.
Tickets must include one business class and one economy class. She must be organized transport from and back to the airport. Fair enough. All right. Accommodation. No B&Bs or guest houses. Hotels only.
That's ridiculous. What if in Zirast?
Yeah?
What if in Zirast? And it's only guest houses. You know, a small town, not chose, but some small towns don't have hotels.
Equipment is the regular one.
I think she
one.
Likes room service.
Meh.
Oh.
This is a rider. This is what she drinks. 2 Moet Nectar Imperial. Yeah, no, champagne's good.
You'll tell us. It's a good one.
Champagne's good.
I don't... Yeah.
Nectar, 1 Remy Martin VSOP.
Okay, that's the good one.
4 tonic mixers, 4 Red Bulls, 4 still water, and a Hubbly. She also demands security and publicity. Mm-hmm. What's your rider? What do you need when...
So I was throwing DJ lessons in there.
Book me DJ lessons.
I wanted to say something else, but no. my rider, it's tequila, Hennessy...
Azul.
And Viv... What? Yellow Label. She drinks Don Julio. Don Julio, but the girls always drink Yellow Label. Yeah. But, I mean, we accept Cristals and Ace of Spades as well from the crowd.
Wow.
Because I don't DJ, so what's my job?
And what's your rate?
Locally, with the regulars like Ayep Yep and Konka, I have a rate with them. But it's not an hour rate. It's basically a 3-hour rate.
Mm.
Which is around that.
Around 20K.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But it makes sense, man.
Like, it makes sense. I bring the vibe and the girls and, you know, the guys to buy the drinks. So one, and the ballers. So it's, we're just looking at Thule's beauty.
But when they book you outside of Joburg, how do you bring the ballers? If you're in Port Shepstone.
Toyando.
Yes, you know what I mean? Like, not Toyando, that's pushing it.
Oh, there's ballers in Toyando.
I know, VPS money, of course, who shouted? Of course there are, nigga. We know them. But like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're in Kavecha, you know, like...
I don't go there.
Ah, so it's always like Joburg, Cape Town.
Like I went to Botswana, Durban. And I've never taken... Sorry, I love Botswana. I've never taken so many pictures in my life.
Whoa. Oh no, there's mad love in Botswana.
Yeah, Botswana people are so genuine.
They're genuine. But, I mean, for me to honestly leave the city, it's definitely going to be over 20K.
Because
it's a night of travel. It's a day of, you know, being in a... Because anywhere you go, you have to travel. And that's already half a day where you could have maybe gone to another gig.
100%.
So, generally, there are ballers in every country, in every city. And that's why the baller will probably book me and pay the shebeen.
I get you. And now, buddy man, ladies and gentlemen, what's up to it? We are back, podcast and chill. Saul Panduka, a.k.a. The Sellout, is here.
Exactly, right?
Madigan is here, and our guest ghost lady today is Tebogo Thobajane from City Girls. It's so crazy, man. On City Girls, they're out here calling niggas fans and shit. And they don't get cancelled, dog.
Bro.
Munnake
van. Well, you call people van.
No, munnake van. I never say anything with a vrpa. Never trying to say anything.
Oh, you can call myself a fan.
Yes.
But not a pair of vans.
No. Oh, come on. Those are teenagers.
Of course. Prom kids.
We're talking about chillers. Chillers are
fans. I don't know, I did with Dineo with the big ass. Yeah. Dineo Moloisade.
Yeah.
Pff, huge ass.
What else do you call niggas? You call niggas, what are squares?
A square? Most guys, I think, with money are probably squares, you know?
Yeah.
They're like accountants, bankers. Before, they were trying really hard at school while you guys were charming the girls. That's why they're rich.
Oh, I see. So it's the rich bookworms, the rich nerds, right?
Yeah.
Squares. I get
a little busy artist dancing. They're like, on my computer. And now they're charming the girls.
And then what do you call us broke niggas?
Broke niggas.
Who broke niggas? Oh, just broke me.
Can I make out, bro? Because I'm at the point. Genie,
eh? Anyway, I is here, man. Welcome to the podcast. And we've got Gogo Mawini, who's a friend of the show.
Oh, damn.
She's going to be joining us later. Yeah. We had a cool conversation with her. What did you think of that conversation?
She's cool peep. She's a bad bitch.
Nah.
Yeah, no, she's a bad bitch. And she owns it like how you like everybody to own
yes,
it.
Yes, you see.
She owns it. That's how you do it. I'm a lawyer. I'll finish you. I'll put a hoax.
Yeah.
And I think I like that.
Yeah, that was wild, though, bro. Yeah. What did you think?
Yeah, same thing. Like, she speaks while she tweets. You know, she doesn't go on Twitter and say, yeah, I'm so low, 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 and come up here and be like, I'm low. You know what I mean? And come up here and be like, try to play some PR bullshit. So yeah. She's real, but she's very, like, a self-promo, man. You know, she's very like... But then again, she's a Sangoma in the entertainment space, so I get that as well, you know?
It's business.
And that's how she succeeded as a Sangoma in the entertainment space. But yeah, she's a real one.
Yeah.
Very honest.
Yeah.
And that's what we're about.
By the way, shout out to Umpo Pops, who added his comedy show last night. Oh,
oh
man.
Yeah, Umpo Pops and Friends.
Amazing.
Wait, fucking sold out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Empress Palace.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Main Court.
I think it was the first show after lockdown, eh? That he did, yeah?
Yes.
First big one.
Show after lockdown, after no masks.
Yeah.
And it was a huge success, man.
Everybody was out there, man. Skumba was there.
Closed the show. Luis Okola was there. Came from the UK.
Oh, he killed it, man.
Murdered it. Up and coming guys were there. Baxter was there.
Celeste Ntuli.
Tabiso Mhlongo. Celeste Ntuli was there. Ah, what's that guy, man? Is it, fuck, huge colored Indian guy from Durban. Huge guy.
Indian guys are always comedians, man.
Eh? What is that?
Indian guys are always comedians.
From
Indian
back in the day.
Some are squares, you know. Most of them are squares, actually.
I like the first guy, man. He's from Zimbabwe.
Baxter and Dabalime.
Baxter. Oh,
those are the guys from Shakers. Shakers Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Baxter and Tabiso Mhlongo. Those are the guys I always speak about.
Yeah.
But yeah, yeah. He's hilarious.
What would you do if I took you on a date to a comedy show?
I mean, that's cute.
Nah.
I think I'd rather go to the strip club.
Are you a cheap date or an expensive date?
Cheap. I mean, in terms of drinks.
Yeah.
I'm cheap.
Can I take you go, Alex?
I mean, I'm from Soweto. Yeah, but I mean, we can't stay long.
Region,
yeah, I guess.
And then, kifetsa kishawen.
Ungjajwan. For ink, for mukhod. Hi. And kompe.
Saul asked a very good question. Would you date a nigga like us, bro?
What's a nigga like you? Do you have money?
Niggas like us, just regular niggas.
Just, we just have personality.
You're not regular, you guys are
Yeah, just nice personality, you know.
Vibes.
Vibes. You laugh here and there. You have a good time. We're wild sometimes.
Are you buying me flowers?
From time to time.
Cartier?
What's
I
that?
I buy flowers.
What's Cartier?
These bracelets.
Oh, okay. Ah, bracelets, come on now. So I'm your type, Vel.
I don't know. I think you kind of date someone for personality more than looks these days. I mean, especially in this day and age.
And bank account.
Your current boyfriend, are you dating him for personality?
Which one?
Rich guy from Limpopo.
Guys, I'm... Which guy from Limpopo? Yeah.
Oh, X, is X that one?
No, I don't know.
The one with the jet, Anish man.
Yeah,
the
one with the jet.
They were helicopter.
They were helicopter. Yeah. The one with a jet and a helicopter.
There's no guy I'm dating with a jet.
Helicopter.
There's no helicopter.
Chopper.
I read an article on Tinder. They said that...
On Tinder?
Yeah, about Tinder.
Tinder has articles.
No, the article was about Tinder.
Oh, okay.
So they're
on
saying
Tinder. Oh, I see.
Based on English. Like all the data they have, the most attractive men on Tinder are white men, followed by black men, and then the rest.
And so what are the rest?
Hey,
king the rest.
Other races.
Like other races, Indian, whatever, whatever. Okay. And then with women, it's white women and black women at the bottom.
Wow, so what? Have you seen white women? And what?
There's no
Claire
ass
tells
there.
You that it's mainly white people on Tinder. More white people than black people on Tinder.
Nah,
yeah,
nah.
If the most hottest people or most attractive people there or swipe left or whatever are white women.
Mm.
Come on, bro.
And white niggas love black women. Like the dark.
Oh, bro. Like black women are the pinnacle.
Mm.
You know?
Have you ever dated a white
you
man?
You don't get those.
Yes.
Oh.
I did. Was in film school.
How was it?
I've dated a one or two. I mean, what? In which way?
No, like, how are they as niggas?
That's white, and I like black. I'm sorry. Like, there's the black love, man. They're just, you know.
The strokes are not, they don't get there.
I don't think they're
guys.
As hard.
Nah.
Wait, they're what?
They're not as hard.
They don't get strokes. That hard.
How about
strokes.
Oh, hot. Oh, hard. What are you saying?
Hard, like.
They don't get hard.
No,
they hit you semis.
No, I mean, I think any man would get hard around me, but.
Jeez. Amazing. Even Tato, you know Tato's gay. He just needs to come out the closet.
No way. Come. No. Maybe Tibla, not Tato, bro. No way.
Ah, Fina. No, 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 no. He's not gay. Nobody's gay here.
I said maybe. And there's nothing wrong with if anyone was
Mesh
gay.
Mesh looks, I mean, gay, but
we're very open.
Mesh looks gay.
Because he's pretty. Someone gay. He's got the braces.
Those white ninjas
gay
are
gay guys
kinky,
must hit on Mesh a lot.
Huh?
Those white ninjas are kinky, bro. They're the ones that do that 50 Shades of Grey stuff.
No, I don't think so, eh?
I'm telling you, man. Like,
those gag things.
Yeah, I'll whip me and they walk like dogs.
And they say, put things in my ass. Like,
oh. I've never dated a white man,
but. My balls.
Yeah. They're wild. They're kinky, bro.
Yeah, I don't think all of them, man. Like, the niggas I see is white guys with black women. That's why I pay attention to them. You know, they don't look exciting. It's like.
That's exciting. Okay. What looks exciting? Like, gotta have a creepy eye or.
Oh, no, they don't look like they take control of a situation in the bedroom. They don't look like us. You know, like, you see a nigga with the eye, boy. My nigga. You just dab a nigga for no reason.
Who do you think is a better lay between me and Saul?
Maybe you, Mac.
Nah.
Shane, the way he looked at me, he was like, nah.
I wish Mac and I had.
Oh, you guys should have a gangbang and I watch.
At some point.
Sorry?
I should watch.
We should what?
I should watch. You know, you do a competition. Do you boys do that? Like compete?
I used to have a sex tape on my old phone, man. Damn.
You're going to show me?
Yeah,
I'll show the chillers.
No, I was going to show you. And you decide for yourself.
And Mac, you have one?
Do you have a sex tape?
Yeah.
Ah, plenty.
Show her one. Like,
not on my phone, bro.
But, I mean, you're a vendor, so I've heard about...
I don't like this whole vendor. I'm not like, hey,
you push that narrative. You push that narrative.
Too much
you
pressure.
You want to push that.
High expectations.
You push that at you. We're just chilling. You're like, nah. I'm like, okay.
We once posted on Instagram a picture of me and Saul, and we asked our chillers, like, who would you marry? Who would you fuck? And everybody said, I look like marriage material. And then they said, Saul looks like he'll fuck the shit out of you.
Do you fuck the shit out of girls?
I do sometimes, yeah.
What's fucking the shit out of someone? What is that?
Fuck them, they sleep, you know?
Yeah.
And they wake up, they want more.
Yeah.
They wake up, they want more.
Yeah.
You fuck them, they sleep.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much.
Yeah.
Put me in there, they're like. Yeah.
On that like a sisu.
Yes, and that like a sisu. And then you wake up, and that like a sisu. You know? Wake up, we fire. Yeah.
Do you smack people?
Do I? No, I don't do that. It depends. The whole spanking thing, it depends. Like, you know what
Oh,
I mean?
That's nice. Oh, spanking, yeah.
Yeah, it depends. It depends. Mm. Like, it really depends on the vibe and the mood, you know?
Does it involve alcohol?
Alcohol, nah, it's not even.
Oh.
It used to be when I was younger. Not now. You don't need alcohol for great sex. Clumsy sex, maybe, yeah, but not great sex. Great sex is best when you're both sober. And you get high from the sex. You know, when you if you do spank it, she doesn't feel anything. But afterwards, she does because now, you know.
When last did you have sex?
Yesterday.
Yeah, me too. Last night after the comedy
yesterday morning.
Show.
Yesterday morning.
After the comedy show.
After the comedy show.
Yeah. Last night after the comedy show.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
After listening to the gags, you gave the gags.
When last did you climax?
I mean, you know.
Hey, Tebogo. Which one is this one? She's so PR, you're a ghost, bro.
No, but climaxing with
I'm
ladies.
Not a ghost,
it's not,
I'm a ghost
an
is a name.
Thing.
I mean, you should be able to climax every day, don't you? You know, play with yourself.
On your own, yes.
I'm not married, guys. I don't live with anyone. I live by myself. You know, my son is in boarding school now. So I'm on my own.
Oh, damn, your son is in boarding school.
Something like that.
Beautiful.
So I'm on my own in my house. I wake up and I'm like, I'm going to the kitchen naked. You know.
Whoa. Alone.
When last you gave head?
I don't know.
Hey.
I'm kind of single, if you think about it. You know, let me just say.
You can ask a single guy when last you had sex. He'll probably say this morning.
No, I didn't have sex this morning, but maybe this evening.
Wait.
When I leave.
Man, she's lying to us, bro. Like, she's not being honest. You're not being honest with us. You're not being honest with us. It's fine.
It's not that I'm not being honest. I'm not going to tell everybody I'm not getting laid. That's not a good look, is it?
Yeah.
No.
Nah, I get you, man. Shout out to Side of Money. You know Side of Money.
Side who? Side of Money. Side of Money. Sadio Mane.
That's what I said.
Ah, you said Sadio. Just Sadio. Yeah. Why did you didn't say Sadio Mane?
Listening is a skill, guys.
Yeah?
Listening is a skill.
Pronunciation is a bigger skill. Sadio Mane. 5 minute striker.
Yeah, shout out to him, man. This guy built a hospital, he built a post office, a petrol station, and a school in his village where he comes from.
Bro.
Shout out to him, man.
Shout out to him and fuck Liverpool, because they were paying him, they weren't paying him what he's worth, and he did all of that being one of the lowest paid guys, big players.
Yeah.
Probably the lowest paid big player in Liverpool, and I'm glad he left that team, and I hope he gets paid what he deserves, because he does even amazing work. And even if he blew his money on cars and stuff,
sure,
he just deserved, you know, a 300,000 pounds a week contract that other guys have, like your what's his name?
Pogba.
Egyptian. Salah. Exactly. You know. Shout out to Sadio, bro. Yeah. Shout out to that guy.
So what are our South African players doing
with their money?
Yeah, Sadio Mane is out here building hospitals.
She'll tell you. She'll tell you. She knows.
I mean, just because, you know.
You see them,
I'm not sleeping with any soccer player. I don't know.
No, but you see them.
Why are you taking it to sleep?
The pot is your host, not sleeping.
You guys spend the money in the same clubs. I don't know anything about soccer. So I don't even know what they look like. None. Is it bad?
Oh, she deals with the soccer.
The soccer
team
owner. Yeah. we for the Patrice Dangotes. Yes, the Dangotes.
You know Dangote?
Yes.
Have you met Dangote?
Yes.
You've met Dangote.
No.
You know Dangote?
He's the richest
nigga in Africa.
Africa. Yes.
Yeah,
yes,
Nigerian guy.
Yes.
On Dangote cement.
You've met him.
Aliko Dangote.
Yeah, I mean, I've met him. I've been in the same space as him. Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's being around billions. Yeah.
Your life is crazy.
Dollar billionaire.
But dollar billionaire. That's what we want. Not rent.
What other niggas have you met? Like, oh man.
Mm.
Eh?
But I mean, I'm ghosting. Am I?
Yeah, you ghosting?
Yeah. I don't know. I've met everyone. I mean, Instagram has made the world so small that it's anybody can reach out to you. Like, the most craziest, you could find a person who is a minister in fucking Greece hitting you up now.
Mm.
So Instagram has made the world very small. TikTok, you know, everybody's online.
Yeah.
Even everybody has a fake account or they have a real account, you know.
I mean, it makes sense.
So, but a guy like Dangote, I mean, I don't see him on Instagram on his phone. Does he have like an agent or a proxy or someone who works for him who's going to say, yo, there's someone who wants to meet you and stuff? Because I don't see him inboxing people on...
But I think Dangote has that for everything, don't you think?
I don't think he
calls people himself. He's a billionaire. I think if he wants girls, he'll find somebody to find girls for him. If he wants
a
croissant,
yes,
there's a croissant guy.
Yes.
There should be a guy for everything. If you're that rich, I would want that.
Yeah. What do you guys think about this monkeypox thing, man? Are we getting on the monkeypox PPE?
Monkeypox thing, bro. Ah, fuck, bro. Ah, dog.
We missed the COVID PPE.
Come on, dog. Ah, we're not in line, bro. Trust me. Can't even get shit for the podcast from government. Imagine PPP money for smallpox.
Yeah.
But I just hope it won't be a big thing, man.
It looks like it's going to be, bro.
Nah,
it's like a big deal.
Like, but we've always had things like mad cow disease.
But you can't see them physically.
Swine flu.
This one, you fuck someone raw, you see it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wait, how is it?
You can see it. She's saying like you can see the monkeypox.
You can't see HIV. You can't see...
Yeah.
I mean, unless you got herpes and you look down, but the person wears underwear. Monkeypox, you have it on your face. Mm. And it's apparently...
That's much better.
Sexually transmitted.
Yeah, monkeypox, please, yes. Yes. Oi, fat chaka.
Eh, Pratev! Hey!
Yo, Pratev Mashabela! Pratev!
Oh, yeah, by the way, we're coming at you, David Mashabela Studios.
Did you pay rent?
Yes. He's the landlord who walks around your door month end, yeah? Like, just walks up and down, like, hey, how are you? How are the kids? Like, oh, fuck, rent is due.
Email podcast@mashabela.co.za, man.
Oh, yeah, he's been checking from his surveillance camera. brother.
Please give her the mic. What do you think about this monkeypox thing? Are you scared? Because I know you're very finicky with these things, man. Can you give him the mic there?
Brad Dave Mashewela.
Brad Dave.
Yeah. But I'm worried about this monkeypox thing.
I'm also worried.
Apparently,
man,
it's blowing up in America. Like, everybody's getting monkeypox. We've got one person who's got monkeypox apparently in South Africa.
Yeah.
And somebody on Twitter said they should kill them.
Whoa!
Well, but they have a point. They have a point.
How dark!
Remember those guys who came from Spain with COVID?
We should have
never had COVID. It started with a couple who went to Spain or somewhere.
Wait. Please. You shouldn't. Rule 101 no, broadcasting.
I'm not saying like it's a valid thing though. Like, don't kill them, but lock them away. Let them not see their family for 8 months till they are fine. Right? Don't kill them. But remember, it starts with one person, bro. It starts with one person. It's not patient zero, technically, but it starts with one person. Then we're all locked down now for how many years? Nah, bro. Let them isolate for a good time. Don't see your family. Be the sacrificial lamb. Let the government pay them.
Do we know who this person is?
I don't know.
Apparently, it wasn't even a foreigner because they said the person came from somewhere, but apparently he's a South African. Just check.
They all come from somewhere. That's the problem.
So because you can't get monkey air from the air, clearly. Like,
yeah, you have to travel to a place where it's at.
And sleep with someone who has it.
Wait, is it sexually transmitted?
Yes.
That's fact checker. No, wait. Fact checker.
It's
fact
not.
Checker. Give the mic to fact checker.
Please,
fact checker.
Fact checker. Fix our life.
No. It's not sexually transmitted. It's a proximity disease. So you need to be in close contact with a person who has monkeypox. So just sitting here with Aya, say, for example, he has monkeypox. We can all get monkeypox. It is.
Where do you see it?
I'm telling you what I'm reading.
Because I heard it was sexually transmitted.
From a medical,
that is good news.
The government and the American, what is it, NH something.
So if I'm in a room with someone.
Yes,
you're breathing the same air.
You shake their hand. It's touching. It's a contact disease. So you touch them and then you get a fever, a headache, muscle aches, you have swollen lymph nodes, chills, exhaustion, but it lasts for 2 to 4 weeks, so it's not that severe.
That's amazing, because I was worried, because I was like,
is it fatal?
Well, here's a story here that says monkeypox virus found in semen.
Well, obviously, but it's not the only way you can get it.
Through semen, it's always you guys spreading.
Contact.
Sorry?
Is sexual intercourse not contact?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's not the exclusive way of contracting it sexually.
Are you getting scared, Brad Dave?
No. Obviously,
sorry to cut you off.
She's 100% correct. And if you cuddle a lot, you're going to get it. I get to you, that's how we spread a rumor. Stop cuddling.
Oh my God.
Stop cuddling, you'll be fine. No, she's 100% correct. It's one of those diseases that spread like that with close proximity. And you'll be all right if you stay away from people like I do. You'll be fine.
So you are safe.
I'm 100% until I walked in here. So does anyone have monkeypox here?
No.
And it's visible, right? Fact checker. So it is visible physically. Yes. Like, dope, beautiful, even better then. I will be fine. It's not killing people. Oh, then we're fine. Nothing to worry about. It's like swine flu and them, bro.
They
came and went. Yeah, they came and went.
Apparently, it's like smallpox, measles, then, you'd say. Chickenpox.
Which is
Yeah, but we get vaccinated for those when we were kids. Like that's where you hardly see here. People have now, like, these things, chickenpox and stuff.
Oh, I had chickenpox when I was still at Haifa, and I still went on the show.
The chickenpox.
Yeah, I didn't tell the other DJs. I was like, fuck it.
Just a bit of number.
How's chickenpox? How do you feel with chickenpox?
It's just your face is fucked, bro.
For real?
Yeah, it's weird.
You've never had? What did they think
you had? I've never had chickenpox, never had measles. My mom once had measles, but like, I thought, like, measles, I read about that thing and stuff. But yeah, I've never had those things, bro.
No. And you?
I had mumps. Do you remember mumps?
Mumps.
Yeah, there was like when you'd swell up here.
Oh, damn.
But you get vaccinated for that. But I remember that's the only thing I remember having when I was a kid, mumps. And I had it like 5 times. Because it comes out this side, it comes out that side, it comes out this side, it comes out that side.
It's painful. This side isn't like, underneath your...
Like, you look like a bullfrog.
like this whole part.
Oh yes, bum,
you don't bum, you didn't hear about mums? Yeah. I must be really old.
Was it lack of semen? Too much semen?
I was not taking semen. I was like
she was a kid. She was not semen. She was a kid.
Too much semen.
Lack of semen. She was a kid.
Infected semen.
She was a kid. She was a child.
Anyway, anything else you want to talk about, Peduka?
Yo, is it Fina? It's a swimming thingy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like body authority.
Yeah.
They said if you had, after puberty and you change sex, you're transgender female.
I saw that.
You are not allowed. You are not allowed. You don't qualify.
Yeah, wild, right?
To participate and compete with females who are born female.
Yeah,
I think that's fair, guys.
Now they're going to have their own category.
Yeah, yeah.
You think it's fair, nah?
Yeah, because I mean, it's you. Do you okay? I don't know. Do you lose your testosterone?
Yeah, hence I think when, it's after puberty. Well,
hence, when okay, so when you do a sex change, you lose all your testosterone.
No, you don't.
Oh, you still have to take medication.
But also now your body did develop. Hence, I think they say if it's after puberty, because your body then has, you do have a physical advantage.
Yeah.
We can't lie, say no. You do have a physical advantage.
Mm.
And that's the basis of them saying you can't compete. Please drop the article.
The human body has both testosterone. Well, women and women have both testosterone and progesterone. It's just the levels of it. So when you change gender or sex, they reduce the amount of the other. So if you want to be a woman, they'll increase the progesterone, and that's the medication you'll take. And if you want to be a man, then they'll increase the testosterone to bring out those features and the masculinity.
It's getting complicated, man. It's getting complicated.
You think God?
But the work is getting complicated. So, of course, the sports will also get complicated.
And we have to accommodate everyone.
Otherwise, some people will have...
Can I get a charger, so?
Oh, yeah. Charger.
There's some here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, let me just give you the charger. I mean, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying man. Otherwise, yeah?
Yeah, bro. I mean, the world is getting complicated. Mm. So, of course, sports will get complicated. It's no longer black and white.
Mm.
It's no longer just female and male as we knew it and as we've always known it for thousands of years, right?
So what happens with
sports will get affected in the sporting codes and the sexes within sporting codes.
So what happens with a case like Caster Semenya?
But now, she's not trans.
Yeah.
You see?
Yeah.
She didn't change sexes. She was born female.
Yeah.
And she's still female. No alterations were made.
Yeah.
But she does have an advantage, but she didn't create that or cause it or choose it. She's female.
Mm,
and there have been many like her before, and there was no problem.
Mm.
Do you get me? That's what everybody's pretty much saying. Why is it a problem now? Because there were many like her. There's that. Please pull her up, fact checker. There's a Russian one.
Yeah.
It's just similar to Kasta, right?
One. Yeah, yeah.
Till today, she holds the records for, like, I think the 800 meters or those middle distance thingies. Yeah. Till today, she holds the records.
Yeah.
So it's that thing, right? So with Kasta, it's a different situation. That's not a trans thing at all. That's not someone who's 18 who identifies as a different thing and wants to change or needs to and changes.
Is it
a different
ballgame. Is it true that women generally don't like trans women? But you can't speak out about it.
Trans woman.
Yeah, you guys are not transparent about like how you feel. I'm speaking.
Imagination is hitting the spot.
No, they said you're not transparent.
Do you write this at home?
You're not transparent about your feelings towards them. Hey! We've heard that.
Hey,
that y'all not, you don't feel
like,
them.
You don't feel them.
Like if there's four women chilling, having tea, you know, at Westcliff Hotel, Four Seasons or whatever, and the trans lady comes, y'all feel some kind of way about it. You're not embracing. Y'all hate them or hate on them.
I don't know. I've never had that experience. I mean, I love gay guys. Like,
no, that's not the same thing. Gay guys and trans women. Gay guys are male. Trans women are women.
Trans women, and guys, please don't kill me. So trans women don't have a penis anymore.
It depends if they've had the surgery. There's the bottom surgery. Hey, I'm not gonna get in trouble, right?
No,
it depends.
I'm also wondering.
Some do, some don't.
So when you say I'm chilling with a trans woman, am I chilling with a girl dressed as boy dressed as a
not
girl?
Not transvestite. And I don't know, there was a time we could use that term, but now it's a bit you know, but not cross dressers, no. Like trans women, not cross dressing.
So if you're a trans woman, do you not have I hope I don't get into trouble. But do you not have a penis anymore?
You could have it and you're still a trans woman.
So you identify.
You identify, but you're not physically. Woman. You're not physically a trans woman. What is a trans woman?
No,
a
Hey, cut. Hey.
I will get in trouble. No,
let's call Yaya. Let's call Yaya.
Let's call Yaya.
No, we've got, look, we to avoid making mistakes and misinforming people, let's call
Bluetooth.
Let's call, or let's Google it. We can fact checker. Let's start by Googling.
You fell on the floor.
No, fact checker.
Another one.
I was hiding under the table.
You guys don't have sponsors anymore, do you?
Fagaza things I don't know. Let's
you guys are afraid now.
Eh?
You're afraid of stuff now.
Hey, this one is sponsor. Yeah,
no,
we're
not
sponsor.
Afraid of stuff. This remember, one is we defined things before.
That's
right?
True.
According to our understanding. Mm. And
this
we got
what
nails.
I understand and
we got nails for
no,
it.
No, you have to.
You know, so.
You can be irresponsible, I guess.
But also, we must allow people to ask questions.
So, son?
You know, we must ask. I don't know.
Yeah, like, that's
know.
What I'm like. But I know that a trans woman can have a penis. Or if they've had the bottom surgery, they're still a trans woman. Even with the penis, they're still a trans woman.
Okay, fact checker.
But what makes a trans woman, I do not know.
So transgender people are people who whose gender identity differs from their born gender. So if you're born a man, then you don't align with that, you decide to be a woman, right? And then you can take it further and get gender affirming surgery. So that's when they choose to be take on a different gender and then get gender affirming surgery. So they change parts of themselves, take testosterone to obviously depict or not depict but to become
that physically.
Yes, become
like Bruce Jenner.
That gender physically.
Like does Bruce Jenner still have a penis?
Yes, like
no,
Bruce
no, no.
Jenner.
He had surgery.
He removed
she,
it.
Yeah. She, gender she, yeah. She had gender. Caitlyn Jenner had gender-affirming surgery.
So now...
Because if you say Bruce Jenner, you're still acknowledging their former
the
identity.
Previous,
you know, yes.
Caitlyn? So
Caitlyn Jenner had...
has a vagina.
Yes.
But now, are they... Before the surgery, what if I can't afford the surgery?
They're still transgender.
Am I not a trans woman?
They're still transgender. That's what
yes,
I said.
I'm still transgender. I'm still a transgender.
The principle is you are transgender if you choose to identify differently in terms of gender.
Yes.
So you can still be a man and say, I am a woman, I am a trans woman, without having to have gender-affirming surgery.
Mm.
Nah.
It's like a mental thing in a way.
Yo, Modim. Mm.
It's a physical thing. It's not a mental thing. It's a.
Am I gonna get cancelled?
Wow.
No, you're a woman. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, you're a woman.
Say whatever you want.
You're a woman.
Don't worry about it. They won't come for you.
But you're
no.
It's a physical thing.
No, not a woman. They'll come for me. So you should know.
It's a feeling.
I don't know.
It's a physical thing.
I don't know, and I think it's something that sometimes people like to cancel us. But it's okay to ask questions.
Most people don't know,
but you
will
ask.
We're too scared to ask.
Yes.
What we can ask.
Say,
we can
but
ask.
We don't
we
know.
Rights.
And you,
of
and you get and you get shut down for trying to know.
Yeah, but you were asking and seeking information.
I
you
was
were
seeking
asking.
Information.
Yeah.
I wasn't affirming
you
anything.
Say it's
I wasn't saying. I said, is it a mental thing? I'm not transgender. I don't know.
Feeling thing.
I'm reading this.
Yes. So some of them live their lives feeling as though they don't feel comfortable in their bodies. They don't feel comfortable wearing pink dresses, being women, and they feel more masculine. And it's that feeling.
Go to Home Affairs and say, I feel like I'm a female.
Yes.
And then Home Affairs
change.
Will say, okay, we are going to change you as female now.
Yes.
We do that.
Yes.
I don't
we
know
do.
If
we
do it in the country.
We do in South Africa.
Do
we do.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
These are valid questions, guys.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's true. Please Google. There's a guy. It's got nothing to do.
Because you must go there and say to me, on my face, I can mushima aniki wanyana.
Yeah.
So.
We try to call Yaya, by the way. She's not answering.
Here's another one. You can identify as anything now. You can identify as a car. You can identify as an apple. You can identify as anything you want.
so
I get it, it's a feeling.
Yeah, it's a feeling.
It's how you feel.
That happens to me sometimes when I get home and I'm exhausted.
I don't have fuel
to live anymore. You know? Nothing's fueling me anymore. Like, I'm not being fueled by anything anymore.
These are very valid questions. Do I feel like a boy? So I can go to Home Affairs and say, I'm a boy.
Yeah.
And Home Affairs will be like, okay, no problem. Do we have to get a mental assessment or do they just say, no? The guy at Home Affairs or stamping the ID are no. Okay, Mushiman.
No. I feel like an apple.
Oh, you feel like Mac. He feels like a Mac today. I'm an apple. Giant apple. Apple machine. You know about the guy in Japan? Please Google the guy in Japan had an operation and to transform into a dog.
Oh, yes. Yes. I heard about that.
Yes.
True story.
True story. True and story. Who are we to say?
He doesn't feel like a dog.
Yeah.
So he's canceling his identity as a human being. He's saying he's going to wear. To the dog registration place.
Yeah, like for real.
I'm a dog. Forget human.
What are you looking for there?
For real.
A Japanese man, Toko, spent 2 million yen, approximately $15,000, on a custom-made rough collie costume. For fulfilling his lifelong ambition of becoming an animal. It's a costume. It's not... I don't
is it a
yeah,
costume?
He didn't feel like he was... No.
A man from
he
Japan.
Just, he can snap out of it.
It's a costume. It's not invasive surgery where he trades his limbs for a pair of dog legs.
I Googled Japanese man operation dog. And it says... That's what I Googled. No. If you Google these words... That's the problem, right?
That's the problem.
Google this exact sequence of words. Don't Bing it, don't Yahoo it, Google it.
Dog, Japanese.
No, Japanese man, operation dog. You know, the article that popped up says, a man from Japan spent 40 days and nearly 2 million yen to completely transform himself into a dog. So he didn't go deeper to say that. That's, read this, bro.
But it's how do like you change yourself so you have, what?
Yes, hind legs and four legs and what?
Yeah. So do you become a female dog or a male dog if you're a male?
Jeez. What a bitch of a question.
We can do it.
Wait, guys, are we keeping that? Raise hands in the air if we're keeping that. I think we should. Man.
Let's keep it and see what
let's keep it and see what happens. They're going to come for us, but anyway.
They're going to come for us and me, ne?
I concur,
yes. Let's keep it.
Let's keep it.
Wow, listen to that.
No, we've had that before.
No, we've had that.
We've had that before. But the thing is, there's so many questions.
And we don't have the or we feel like that we might not have the authority to answer. And some we don't know the answers to.
I really like don't know your the questions. Answers. Come for me if you want. I don't
My phone,
know.
Please.
I want to know.
Because the last time we had a trans, was it a trans person or someone in the community? They said we must ask them, what is your pronoun before you even say hi?
Oh, yes.
Remember?
Yes.
With Moonchild, yes.
Yes. Like, you can't just... Yes, Moonchild, one of the people... He's a chiller also in Moonchild's team. Like, you can't just walk into a room and be like, yo, what's up, bro? You first have to go, what's your pronoun? Cool. Then be like, yo, what's up, bro?
If I mean,
it's
that's
a, guy,
a good fact
if
to
he
know.
Says a guy.
Because you could awkwardly walk in and maybe... You say, hey, what up, sis? And he's like, no, I'm not a sis.
Yes.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Sis on you for saying that.
It's
you can't call someone a sis if they're not a sis.
You have the jabs, buddy. You are the jab master.
No, but you're right. You can't. You have to be clear.
But
the thing is, that's what I said. Then it becomes tricky, like...
Everything's tricky.
How do I know if I meet Brad Dave if I must ask him? Do you get me? Like, so, do you get me?
Because we can offend Brad Dave.
And I said the same thing when the person was there. Like, it's impossible unless after I've assumed, you correct me, then I know from there on this is how we move forward.
What they'll usually do is they'll disclose how they identify their pronouns. So I know there's an advocate, Uma Khoronyan. He works in the court, and legally he has recognized himself and identified himself as they, non-binary. Mm-hmm. So when he's appearing before a judge, the judge uses the correct pronouns. So you have to disclose that to people,
yes,
so they understand.
That's
because
better.
It can't be a presumption. People will be offended.
And at the same time, you can't ask everyone we meet. That's not practical. And that's what I was saying to the guy. You can't ask anyone, everyone.
Imagine at the car, I'd be like, what's your pronoun? What's your pronoun?
Yeah, I can meet the president and be like, yo, what are your pronouns before I go? You know what I mean? Or anyone. You can't. So if they say this is, then you know you respect that, and that's how you move forward.
What's next? What's your verb?
Doing.
Anyway, it's time for some announcements, man. And shout out, we're coming to the UK.
Yeah, Manchester, yes, Birmingham, yes. London.
Yes, can you get the dates for me there, bro?
Yeah, man.
Please get the dates for me. Looking forward to it. It's my first time in the UK. How's the UK, bro? Because you've been in the UK, ne?
Yeah, I have. I haven't really spent a lot of time there, though, as much as I have in the States. But it's hot now. When are your dates? I think summer's always
July. 15th July, I think. Just check for me.
I've got. No, no, it's 15th, 16th.
And 17th.
And 17th, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. If you want to get tickets, make sure you check out the link description below and you can cop yourself some tickets. We can't wait to see our UK chillers, man.
Oh, bro, can't wait, man. We always get tweets. Got one of them inboxed us once too. I'm trying to find the dates. I'm not like on my phone or something. And one of them was like, come through for some South African food. I'm like, but we have that every day. We have South African food every day this side. We got so many UK chillers, though.
Yeah, and South African women.
And some of them are mixed with some Jamaica.
Kamsa's there this weekend.
Oh yeah. I saw the, I think he was, where was he yesterday? He played a set, and the guy's bringing us there, posted some videos of him. Pi Radio, yeah. Like he was there, he's killing.
I'll just put out the flyer and then people can check
out. Yeah, we'll put in the details here, man.
Yeah.
But it's Manchester, Birmingham, London.
London,
definitely, yeah.
Where did you go?
I was in London.
Dope, ne?
Yeah, I was in London. It was cold. Yeah. I was en route to the States. So I stayed like 2 days. And I think we stayed at the Tsar, which is like the tallest building in London.
Wow.
Which was really nice. And I mean, it was nice shopping as well. It's really cool. You can get dope sneakers like on one road. You don't have to wait online. You can get a lot of nice clothes.
Why is stuff cheaper abroad than here?
Because we get charged such big customs. If you order online, which is, I think is crap. Our government needs to change it. If you order online, you pay 40% of your price. So let's say you buy the sneakers for 1.5 online. When it gets with DHL, they charge you 40%.
You.
So, 1.4. Then when they arrive here, you pay, I think, what, 40%?
I'm not gonna, of that, yeah.
Of that. For you to receive. So you would have saved up 1.5, but you got to save up extra for that specific kind of, especially people that are into collector's items. So you can buy there and then just take the labels off and put them in your suitcase.
So where do you shop? You shop in America?
So I have a personal shopper.
Hey, man. Hey, levels. Huh?
Wow.
You can do that. You got a KFM bag now.
Yeah.
Hey, man, Grandio. People are calling me to ask where they can find Grandio because it's sold out of all macros.
Hey, Penduka.
Sold out every macro. Hey, telling me about a Kaya bag.
Why are you trying to be humble
you
about
know
your
the Grandio bag, dog? That thing is sold out nationwide. Bro.
So where now you must be where now you must be broke, so you must be broke. You must be broke. You must go to Kaya.
No, but he's
chillers are being hard, guys. They're being hard on soul, guys.
No, he could have easily said, I got money, I'm rich, you know. Like he could have easily said that.
Who's richer?
Him, obviously.
No. Come on, man. Ah, guys. I don't like this.
You have like five jobs.
Yeah.
I went, Mzansi. I'm trying to get into Mzansi, but I saw Saul. I was like, damn.
Yeah.
And
it's
now,
so season,
Kaya
bro.
FM, you want to know that the MC gigs? I went, yeah, Boba, wait, man. How much you make a month? You
like to ask me that. He gave Macro 300,000 bottles of old all sold out.
Hey.
How much wine is one of these things?
Okay, guys.
Don't play with Mac. Don't play with Mac. Stop playing with Mac.
Fuck you, bro.
And he's trying to look broke, right? And he's trying so hard, but he's failing. He's even now matching his phone to his jacket. Look at this. Look at this.
That's real.
That's when you know it's real levels right now. Huh? When you start to match your phone to the screensaver, you're like, honey, where's the green screensaver? I'm wearing a military green jacket today. Get out of here, man.
Don't change the subject. You guys asked me how much I was making on OnlyFans. How much are you making now?
You didn't tell us how much you were making.
I gave a round figure.
You gave a round figure? You showed us a round figure.
Figure 8.
I can still see it.
Speaking about money, shout out to the Chillers Market, man. We have over 3,000 businesses on the Chillers Market. So if you got a business and you want other chillers to support it, make sure you got it. We got a special until the end of June. Only $10. So you must put your business on the Chillers Market app.
Yes, I am. I'm going to put Wafa and K100 because I know a lot of girls are struggling to put their good wigs on.
Yeah.
And I've got the plug.
Yeah.
And my Wafa belts. I mean, this is why one of these got to the forward. I gave Gogo
Maweni.
One, because, you know, she's a baddie. Yeah. I was like, girl, you got to snatch that.
Nice. Speaking about Granger, dog, the other day we were delivering some stock to the macros, yeah. And they hijacked the truck.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing.
Hey, bro.
It's a thing. Like, courier trucks get hijacked, like, so many times. When people see, like, a courier company, the truck, they always get hijacked. It's like before with the cigarette trucks.
Yes.
That's why they started, like, if you noticed, well, you wouldn't know, but, like, in the hood, cigarettes, they get transported with, like, unbranded vans.
Oh.
Because of that used to happen.
Yeah.
You know, people know, that's cigarettes. Or when they see courier trucks, now they think, iPhones and stuff. So it happens daily, on a daily basis.
There's some niggas in the hood right now on some lately cringe you make chia sha.
But my mama bambe wa ne border. They open up the page. I'm like,
Granger is now out at Tops at Lorry in Makado, Tops at South Pansburg in Makado, as well as LLT Tops in Makado. So it's out in Venda. A lot of chillers and vendors have been asking for it.
Oh, beautiful, man.
Anything you want to say, my dog?
Nah,
what's going on? What's going on?
Good.
Yeah. What gig are you working on now? What are you getting?
They'll see you when it comes.
Hey.
Hey. What are you working on? What do you want to say?
There's guys from Disney Plus who called me. They're like, they want Saul's number. I'm like, hey, Anishti.
Oh, yeah, nah, they haven't called me. Yo, Disney Plus, my phone is on, it's charged. Let's talk.
But don't leave Mac behind also when you, like, you know, make
it to the
recap.
No, I'm good.
Talk the roast. Tell us about the roast,
man. Yeah, man, I don't know what you're talking about. Teboho.
They roasted you.
No. Teboho, what do you want to talk about?
Who was roasting him?
This is your cue.
Okay. Drop the jabs and then we just leave them hanging.
What are you busy with, City Girls?
Can we expect, I'm busy with City Girls. We're opening.
Oh, yeah. By the way, congratulations. City Girls finally got a sponsorship.
Yeah. Now you guys are going to get good content. Look at how excited I am.
It's not much, but
what's the sponsor?
I don't know. What's the sponsor?
Aibo.
Who's the sponsor?
My boss knows.
Watch the show. You'll find out.
Aibo. Okay.
Yeah.
City Girls, and what we're doing in City Girls now, finally the Michael Blackson episode and Dora Monge. And I'm also going to interview a lady who's living with HIV, which is amazing.
Wow.
And she's living publicly with it. No, but she's living publicly with it. A lot of people are public about how they got the disease and what's happening.
Fair enough.
So, and she's a single mom, and she actually hit me up on the DMs and she said she wants to talk about her story. And she actually got it from a celebrity.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now you got me.
Yeah.
Before you came with some Tipo Touch shit, you know?
Yeah, damn. Got it from a celebrity.
Yeah, she got it from a celebrity, and she said she's going to say on the show which celebrity she got it from. Because she's like, you know.
Can she do that? Isn't that like private info?
How's that peel?
Oh, the celebrity's gone.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Man.
It's still private. But she must say.
Yes, yes.
But how are the kids affected?
Apparently,
though?
She wrote a book about it as well. But anyway, let me not give away all my stuff. But what's the nice thing about it is that there's momentum with City Girls. I think I'm getting more confident with the show. It's picking up, you know. The girls also feel like I'm still trying to get more girls to come on because you guys, you know, you bash City Girls.
Hey, she's hot. Eh? Man? Dora Mungi.
Hey, you saw her, ne?
Yeah, she's.
Hey, na khabile that demon, the red hair.
Did she have some stuff done?
Yeah, she did get her body done, yeah.
Oh, yeah, and it was banging.
But the boobs, no. That's what you're looking at, no?
And Ki Utsaku, because she still. She looks American, but she sounds baby.
She's baby. She's baby from Sishiro.
For a change, she doesn't sound. Most of them sound West African. Like, hey, it's the weirdest thing ever, you
they
know?
They talk like this? First thing you say,
Oga. How does that happen? Like, where do they get that from?
I think when you get fucked by a Nigerian, maybe you get the accent too.
Oh.
Oh, damn.
It's in the semen.
It's in the semen. It's in the semen.
Get the soup semen.
Rolling, camera 2, rolling, camera 3, rolling, audio rolling.
Please welcome our friend of the show, Gogo Maweni. How do I introduce Maweni. You? What, like?
It's actually Dr. Maweni. I have a doctorate.
Hey, in now drop that
oh,
thing.
Whoa.
So it's supposed to be Dr. Maweni. Yeah. So doctorate like, is not there for nothing.
Mm-hmm. What do you say?
Like it's medicine.
Hello.
So again, it's 7 years.
No. But I know what is inside panada via the roots, the core of it. I know rab ienzekam Rihanna ofing, like ubam dlamdlovu. Hello. I learned traditional medicine. I have a doctorate in traditional medicine.
So which from, university is
yes.
that from?
It's Mhlanhlangene.
Mhla what?
Mhlanhlangene.
Mhlanhlangene.
Where is that?
It's in Durban, KZN.
So it's an institution for traditional
for
healers.
Traditional healers.
Oh, dope.
You have dope, yeah.
to be a qualified sangoma practicing for a certain amount of years with a gobela who will sign off that you did undergo the initiation and you must have a ndumba that's been working.
Mm. And then you get a title that is recognized.
Yeah, but before that, you get a title as Uti, you are a sangoma because you've undergone the initiation, right?
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of things that you study under the school.
Mm.
But that has it has to do with ubungoma.
Mm. Also, it's like majors, you major in.
So you can't do liposuction.
Because
some doctors can do liposuction. Can you do Botox?
I can't do liposuction.
Can you do Botox?
Myself, so hey.
Can you do Botox?
No, man.
Can you use an injection?
No.
We have a mentality of doctor. You must know how to use an injection. I'm just wondering.
But guys, come on. There's doctor in everything. Rebecca Malone, I'm like, oh, no, I can't say that.
What? So what are you famous for? Are you famous for being a sangoma or like, are you a personality?
I'm famous for being me, basically. There's this sangoma Zodumo. Uh-huh. Right, which we did season 1, 2, and 3.
Was that a reality show?
Well, it's the reality that we face as sangomas.
Oh, okay.
It's basically my reality as a sangoma. We're not saying this is how sangomas live and this is what sangomas do. Mm. It's the reality that I go through. So, yes, we can say it's a reality show.
Oh, okay, cool. How did you get into the whole space?
Well, I am an EP on the show. It is my brainchild.
No. How did you get into being a sangoma? Like,
oh,
the calling and
it's
stuff.
A calling. Mm. I mean, you're born with it. Mm. I found out about it way before I became the girl that I am right now, obviously.
Yes. Yes.
And I didn't want to become a sangoma. I told myself, the sangoma did it sila. Kanya. People don't want to be around them. People don't want to be associated with them, you know? And I didn't believe in it, to be honest. And I thank God that my dad was more traditional and my mom was more churchy. Mm. She still is. Mm. But because my mom used to say to me, there's nothing wrong with you, just go to church.
Mm.
And my dad was always open to akuyise kumutung alo cheka, you know?
Mm.
But I still didn't want to do this. And then I left.
Mm.
Okay, I left the country thinking maybe the dreams will stop and everything that was happening because I was studying at school and I was failing and, you know, I felt like my life was not coming together. Maybe
you couldn't see the exams.
So the ancestors
actually,
also couldn't help you see
exams.
To answer
your question, people who have a calling like a hectic calling. When it comes to studying, they fail. You can't really focus. You can't see. You can study, but you won't remember anything. Oh. It becomes very difficult for you to concentrate in school. You can't even be around a lot of people. So I'm surprised, you know, people who... Guys, Mina, I'm filtered today.
This is the worst place you've
even dressed up for us.
No, I didn't dress up for you. I'm going somewhere else. I told you, I'm booked and busy. I'm relevant.
Yes. Wow.
So I'm going to all my gigs today. Hello.
So you said you left the country and then you still... They fetched you.
Okay, I left the country thinking it's my life was too much, too toxic. I lived in New York. You know, I studied in New York.
Wow.
I'm a clinical psychologist by profession.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you were the question.
I'm just here ghosting. I just want to find out. I'm thinking what other people are thinking.
So I live thinking, you know, if I leave the country, things will be different. I won't be around people and. But it only became worse. The dreams became more hectic. And sure. Now it was even, you know, I started going to like mediums and the psych people back in America. And I felt like people were talking nonsense. You know, this was not for me. And eventually I had to come back home because I got pregnant in America. And
by SK.
Okay, that guy is came.
Oh damn! Yeah, your kid in America. Oh, you.
Is he the father of the one in America?
No, guys. SK America. No, please. Chill. I'm only American. I am a mother of three amazing boys.
Oh, so the first one.
The first one, yes.
The second one.
And the second one is SK's child.
Nice.
So why is it nice? Do you have a thing for my baby daddy?
He's cute. I mean, he's cute. I mean, he's one of those good-looking guys that don't look too South African.
I'll give you his name.
Wait, what's a cute-looking South African?
He's
South African looking guy.
I'll give you his number. Just make sure you don't get pregnant because he's not going to take care of you.
You got your own money, right? You'll take care.
I don't need the bad luck money anyway. I work too hard to raise my
Before we get into that.
Yeah. Ooh, where are you going there?
What do you think about celebrities becoming sangomas?
Well, let me tell you one thing. A lot of crazy people tend to have a calling. Do you understand? And I think everybody, anyway, but what's saying in Zabo, guys, we cannot now judge people. And honestly speaking, ubungoma will attract people who are out there. One, I believe it's time now to show people that this is who we are, this is our culture, and we need to stand up and embrace it. That's why I don't filter anything that I do traditionally, because there is a child also understanding, I'm having sleep paralysis because of this, or I can't study at school because of this, or, you know, I don't want to be around people. I feel anxiety. I've got this anxiety. I've got heart rate. I see shadows, because everybody's hiding it and saying, ubungoma, hey, it's scary. It's dangerous. Hello, ubungoma is beautiful. And the people that are out there that are on these platforms that are becoming healers are also embracing it and showing people, it's not only the dirty Joes that are from wherever that have this calling. We have it as well.
I love it, man. It's our culture, bro.
Yeah. And we must embrace it, you know. Before Western doctors, we only had you people, you know, to consult with. But why do we get like those why do they keep that way?
I really don't know, because Namai Kobela is just like me, loves money, looks good, smells good. Do you understand? I don't know. I'm not here to speak for other people, but I always say I'd never go to a person who doesn't have the things that I want. I can't go to a sangoma osnan chalet, kebatla chalet. I can't do that. And if maybe, and also I might lose our ping of fun. And our gifts are not the same. Unomuntu that has a gift, like a serious gift, but was not gifted with abenemali ening, but gifted with a Caesar abantu babenemali. So as funny, maybe that's the route that people take. Do you understand? Or maybe that particular person, badimba hai bajawalo, because we are different.
Then, like in Tabaya, so, Dubai. I got a Malening Marusizile, Upik Zulu.
I mean, the Malening mountains of money he helped him get.
Yeah. Mix.
But that's contradictory because you say you'd never go to someone who doesn't have what you want, but at the same time, that very same person might be the one who's got the answers for your problems because they weren't meant to have a lot of money.
No, yeah, but you see, that specific person is for that person and not for me. Nah, I'm not gonna go to a sangoma osnan chalete, osnan lifestyle eki batlang. If basa kono gets it abona, how are they gonna do that for me?
Because you just said.
I said people are different. I'm saying they are different. Yes, I am, darling.
Whoa!
I got million and property.
Hey!
No, it's important to
and pharmacy stores as well. Yes, because that's what we need to change. We need to change the narrative.
We need to change the narrative because Tante Ube, I mean. Doctors have what the pharmacies and pharmaceutical companies.
I have
why Sangomas don't they have their own pharmacies? You know,
I have three
and make it a business and brand it.
That's what I'm about. Do you understand? And that's why we need to change the narrative. Mm-hmm. We need to change the fact that a Sangoma is supposed to be gom kukung somewhere. Yes, Ndumbayami looks like Ndumba. It's supposed to look like that. Do you know?
Rondavel.
Hey?
Is it a rondavel?
Yeah, it's a rondavel.
Oh, what?
Rondavel.
Those hacks, man.
It's where I... Lang pula kona, lang ukjela indaba zakho kona, lang sukufuna kona, sukusesha kona.
Okay.
Lang namadlozi wami, ngikhuluma nabo, ngibabikela ukuthi, hey, nangu mekji uza ngenkinga, no, asim yehlise phansi. That's what basically...
Is it at your house?
Yes, it's at my house.
Oh, dope.
It has
dope.
To be at my
In
house.
In Fagui, normally...
Yes.
Yeah.
So,
backyard.
How do you know? So,
Bible.
Are you visiting so many Sangomas?
No, I'm from the hood. Konis is Sangomika.
I think you should make the consultant for wing. I'm not asking Saul questions.
Relax. Relax.
What is this? Who's saying I attend? She's here with an agenda. You want the job?
No, thank you. I make too much money. Sorry.
Hey, jeez. Tell me, so where does this rumor start that you are bewitching your baby daddies? Where does that come from?
Guys, it's not about me bewitching my baby daddies. I'm protected like anybody else in this room. Do you understand? If I mess with you, even if you physically don't do something, the people that are protecting you, bakwata.
Okay.
So, unfortunately, yes, I embrace obunyanga more than, you know, other people. But it doesn't mean nobody has amadlozi. So if somebody's constantly doing things to someone and, you know, you get to a point where you say, I'm not going to do this anymore. Actually, I don't even need your 5 cent anymore. Do you understand? I can do this on my own. And that's what it got to. And all of a sudden, the dude... And it had nothing to do with me.
Because what's that? No.
But it had nothing to do with me, guys. He had a meltdown.
He's fine. This guy is very fine. He's on live Instagram.
Episode, you know, it's one or two or three. Episodes.
What?
The ones that went viral.
Yeah.
Where he was, looked like he was going crazy.
So people thought it was you that went.
Yeah, people always.
Well, you took credit for it.
No, I did not. I did not. Don't lie, Saul. I did a lot of, you know, I kept quiet.
Sure.
I was, as I do, I don't respond to a lot of this bullshit that people say about me.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I know my worth.
Of course.
You know, if I lost an eye every time somebody said something negative about me, then I'd say, please don't do it. But continue saying it.
Sure.
If you need to say something negative about me to be okay about yourself. Okay, I've done my public service. You know what? I've helped you for the day.
Yeah.
But I did not take credit for it. I simply said what I did was say it's enough. I cannot hear month-end stories. I cannot remind you horengwana. You cannot come to my house and then how hono connect horengwana how but do you hear? Do you understand? So that's where I was like, I can't do this anymore. It's very toxic.
Do you think he's on drugs?
I don't think that's anybody's business.
Hey, TCT girls.
Thank you. Good save.
Sally, that's your core. You are defending against us.
Good save. Good save. I love you.
She across your core. I'm going in that area.
I'm definitely following you. I'm definitely following you.
Hey, which team, like, are you on our
girl.
Team?
I'm a city girl. I mean, I mean, who smokes weed? People do whatever they need to do for themselves.
Yeah, I mean.
But what do you think, having been with him?
what do you think?
I'd like to not answer that question.
Oh, so he is.
No, I didn't say that.
But you don't want to answer.
I don't want to answer. Everybody is entitled to do whatever they want with their lives. And right now, I'm taking care of his son, and I'm entitled to do what I want with his son's life until he's old enough to do his own thing. So, Lena or Khulil.
Have a relationship?
Why is it? No.
He doesn't call him like at least once a week and say, hey, my boy, how's life? You got a girlfriend.
Talking about somebody who, ish, guys.
No, talk. I mean, no. It's important for baby mamas to share these things. I mean, I have baby mama issues.
Yeah, we all have baby
daddy issues.
Baby daddy.
We all have baby daddy issues.
We work
but
hard.
I don't think yours are as toxic as mine. But it's gotten to a point where, you know, like, I don't care. I do my thing. As long as my boys know. And shout out to my husband who stepped in.
Yo, nice. Hey, you're brave, chief. You're brave.
Nah, shout out to you, man.
Yeah, he stepped in, and you know he plays a very important role because I'm raising kings. I don't want my sons to ever be little women or think, "Ooh, you can have kids and leave your kids and." So yeah.
What happened with Siyabonga Zulu?
Oh, I gotta take credit for that, though.
Yeah. What are we taking credit for? Which one is the start song?
I don't know how to answer you guys. You know, I was trying to be a good girl. I've been like...
Just honestly, honestly.
Honestly.
Umreil.
Yeah.
Oh.
No way.
No, let's not say umreil. It's a thing of you think you know better when I've helped you. Do you understand? When you're now on that pedestal, you think you know. I mean, you cannot play for a weak-ass team and kibizilwen, kiahotlapisa, kiahofadilo, kuhotsamisa, kisa ing, you get a good contract, I get pregnant, we move out, we move in together, and all is well. You take, yet you don't have a car at the time. You take my car, you crash my car, and you leave my car somewhere in Soweto. You utamabo icon. And can I go bill ya thing give 45,000?
Yakoloi or Yahufeb?
No, Yahufeb.
Yeah, that's
I get
icon.
I get a holy soccer player, Pella. Money is nothing. And Abanahani anyway. Well,
but
some
he's an
of
icon,
them.
Though.
Well, some of them. It's just, I think with him, it was more of. And his family was just toxic and horrible and annoying and whatever else. All these mean words you can think of. But honestly speaking, it was a thing of me saying, it's enough now. I'm going to teach you something.
So teach us, girl. How do we do that?
You come to me. I'm going to do it with you.
So you're going to lawyer for us.
What is the thing?
That he.
No, but wait, guys. Wait, can I just say something?
Oh, you're drunk.
Wait, can I just...
What is your vision of the lawyer?
No, we can't talk about that one. But can I just say something?
You know, of course, for a reason. Okay.
Sorry, I forgot. I thought I was on City Girls. I'm involved.
Can I just say something? Number one, a lot of people think they can just come to me and, yeah, lawyer make G, no. Do you understand? And then I'm like, yes. I can style. And besides that, get was it. And I know how Bungaka works. Yeah. I need to ask my ancestors first before I can do anything. Fana ngivusele ngibona ukuthi ngempela inkinga le ungitshela yona ikhona na. Mayingekho ngiyakutshela ukuthi I can't do this. You can't mess up someone's life for nothing. Do you understand? If there is a problem, yes, okay, fine, there's a problem. Then we ask, is this possible? If amadlozi athi it's not possible, then I don't do it.
So women come up to you asking them to lawyer their baby daddies?
Yeah, well, I get it. Yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah, and sometimes you do, sometimes.
Sometimes, if amadlozi avuma ukuthi fanele ngiyenze into, ngibona ukuthi this person has indeed caused this harm and go tsagala dintho tsa mplelang tsona ke nnete. Yes, then.
Isn't that black magic?
Yeah,
it is. It's part of who I am.
Wow. Is it karma? So you're the queen of karma?
Okay, I don't know about that. But guys,
it's not what's the
different.
Baby daddy's name? It's not Kama Piliat. It's not a player.
When a person atwasa, utwasa la madlozi are different, always. So, mina nginamagedla, Ninabanguni, ninabandao, ninestunya, which angis pagamisang, right? But I've done what I needed to do.
Sure.
But amakedla ayahlambulula ayaqinisa aphindisela nasemuva, which gives me an opportunity to tap into the darker side of umuthi, right? That's why some healers cannot, healers will say, you know, I read the comments, we meant to heal, we meant to heal. Who's healing all the bitches that are crying over your niggas? Mm-hmm. Who's healing them?
City girl.
You know, I have to do something, and I'm one person, I don't falter my job. And unfortunately, and if I'm gifted in that way, then let it be. Who are you to judge me and tell me? Anyway, nobody can come up and tell me to my face, you're hiding behind a phone to call me names. I'm telling you now, if I need to tap into that. But I also heal people, I cleanse people. Do you understand?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
People who have been bewitched or people who have been badly seeing with my husband. But hey, you know what? It's part of what we do.
Right? As well. Now, what about those people? Because there are people like Bahamba Muntaye, I don't know if it's a Tinyanga or whatever, a witch doctor in English. A target an innocent person who's just hardworking. What's your opinion on those kind of sangomas or abatagat or whatever you call them?
Well, I guess that's the difference between me and that healer. As much as people think that I just do things, do you understand? I don't. I need to sit down because Kitaba, the way I respect my ancestors, nobody understands. Kitaba ho shapiwa kibadim. For doing things that I'm not supposed to do. These are the people that now brought me back here. And I lost everything and have built me up to be who
you
I
lost
am.
Everything.
Yeah, I did. I lost my car, I lost my job, I lost my house, and I had to move back home, you know, because now I couldn't be at work. It just wasn't right.
Lost them Boshaiwa Yibo.
It's not who's being shy or Yibo. You know what I hate is people who say I'm a dozy, you must be in accidents, you must lose. I hate that.
Yeah.
I think it's more of bafuna ukuthi you must go in the direction of finding out ukuthi inkinga yakho spiritually yini. So now it's like I'm busy calling Saul. Saul's not coming to the party. Now I need to do something drastic for Saul to come to the party.
To get his attention.
Yeah, they want your attention. And once you start doing the right things, which I believe I have done or I am doing, because I still need to learn more. I travel a lot. I'm planning now to go to Ghana, you know, because I want to nyabukulisa. I don't want to say uthi empandeni ngiphume ngalento and that's it. I want to become bigger and better in what I do because it's a career. You know, I'm building my brand around it.
Yo, it's wild, eh, so?
It's crazy, man. Oh, so when a grand, you don't help people with the, like, batagate abantu. You first check if that person abafunukum tagata did bad to your client at that particular time, and then you consult namakhozi ukuthi ah
yes, if it's gonna work. And ukhuphule, like I said, everybody in this room ulani badimbay. If kicheka hore, even if we did it, badimba how I never badumele. Let's say we said in Totabadim. Amadlozi wakho aqinile. Ngithi ngiyakushaya. Amadlozi wakho azokuvikela. Like any house. If a house does not have walls, dogs can walk through it. But once you have walls and gates, nobody's going to walk in there unless you open for them. Do you understand? So if nakiri, okay, ngizoshaya uMcG, but mangibona ukuthi amadlozi wakho aqinile. No, I'm just saying. Mangibona ukuthi amadlozi aqinile.
Abomkwebo hayi. Well, steroids, don't worry. You don't try.
I'm coming to you.
Yes.
Yeah, then, you know, then it's pointless. And at the end of the day, I can't help you if I know that I'm going to fail. How are you going to talk about me and, you know, refer me or whatever else? I mean, we hear a lot of sangomas, you hardly hear anything about me in a sevens.
Do you ever get tempted, like, if someone pisses you off, like a friend or something?
I do, but I mean, if every fly is going to come through my face and annoy me, am I going to bewitch every fly? I'm not going to do that. I get annoyed like anybody else, you know? But I keep it moving. A lot of people say, you know, people say shit about you, but you don't say anything back again, because those people are worried about that. They don't understand how much money they make me, though. Because even Chris, you know Chris XL?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Chris... Chris said to me, I thought you'd be mad. I'm like, nah, you made me a lot of money. I'm not mad at you. Keep tweeting. Keep talking.
Keep talking.
Whatever nonsense. Because the people that are tweeting and talking shit about me are the very same people that are coming to find out if it's true, if it works, and who have problems. So I'm not worried.
Have any celebrities like ever DM'd you?
That's off limits.
Client, privilege, confidentiality, whatever,
Client, doctor, confidentiality,
what? Close.
Yeah.
Ilan Duza, you've asked ladies to come through who are having problems with their baby daddy. How's that going? Did some come with testimonials that they're seeing results? Like, my baby daddy, nah, I got support in Gulumloy. And then how does that go?
It doesn't happen like that. Firstly, I have two assistants. Nobody speaks to me directly. Before you speak to me,
this is a big business, man.
A consultation first. I don't go answering phone calls. Nah. I'm trying to build a brand. Not trying, I am building a brand. Sure. That's where the farms and the horses and the pharmacies and the restaurant that my husband and I are trying to, you know, come up with.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is the money's coming from all of this. Wow. But
what's on the menu? I'm a restaurant. I'm a tambo. I'm a tambo.
It's funny. Yeah, so it's not good that they're coming at me asking me to be rich or whatever. The stories are told to my assistants, and we book accordingly. I'm fully booked until December as we speak.
Damn it! I was trying to get a place.
No, you, my girl. Okay. You saved me. I almost said something right there.
Are you having baby daddy issues?
No. I would like to lawyer him to make money, though. Is it possible? Can we lawyer them to be uplift
him? Why would you want to help him?
I just don't want to hire.
You are a businesswoman. You can take care of your kid.
No, I don't hate him because I don't think he obviously is doing this because he. I think he can't. Maybe there's something.
If you know you can't take care of your kids, why are you not strapped in the first place?
We're not strapped. We're 23. No straps.
Okay, I wasn't doing that at that age. Sorry.
In America, yeah?
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
Not having sex in America.
Hello, I broke my virginity when I was 22. Thank you. So hey. I was 23.
Late bloomer, but probably bloomed.
Is it true your house is full of snakes and owls and
my
animals?
My house is full of snakes. We have 5 snakes. We have 1 owl. We have 2 rabbits. We have 2 tortoises. And we have 3 beautiful dogs. Mm.
That's like, you know that cycle of the animals? Because doesn't the owl eat the rabbit?
No, the snake eats the rabbit. But he's not going to allow me to give any of...
Well, you're trying to sound smart there. Or
no, it's an ecosystem, right?
Yeah.
It's an ecosystem.
Because I just thought about...
The ecosystem.
Trying. Yeah, I was. Because I just thought about guys. Rabbits and...
Foul.
So you use these animals to...
That was foul.
I don't use these animals to do shit.
Yes.
I don't use the animals for anything. I love animals, okay? Let's be real.
Oh, they're just pets.
Can I just tell people something?
Sure.
Intomo twelengayo, you can't see it with your naked eye. Even twelengenyog, you can't see it. I can see it. It's mine. But the reason, there was a video I posted where I took Escobar. Escobar is my biggest snake. I've got a Burmese python. And I took Escobar to the doctor, okay? Because he had flu. Yes, my snake had flu.
Snake flu.
Guys, stop it. My snake had flu. But I posted the whole invoice and the video. You know why? Because I wanted to show people, Guti, as much as you guys are saying, Guti, bizing tagatanga le inyoga les, inyoga tagatanga cool. Let's not be stupid now. Do you understand?
But the nyoga thing is a lie. There's no nyogas
I do
that
have
walk
snakes.
Around.
I have snakes.
But inside
pets.
Or outside?
As pets.
Nothing to do with
in my bedroom.
But do they have to do with... So if you don't feed the snake...
And you're not talking about your husband, right?
Oh, he has his own snake.
Gumnandila.
No, Kokomawene, this is wild, man.
No, the snakes are there in the room. I have a big glass with all my snakes, and we see them. You wake up, you see them. You do what, you see them. They're there. They're my pets. Yeah. I love snakes. I won't lie. Actually, you know, my father asked me this question. Did the love of snakes come after the... the traditional things or before. And to be honest, I didn't have love for snakes, you know. Mm. But I started dreaming of certain snakes and I went out and I looked for it. I mean, the first time we started dating, he was scared. But now we've had, from the first snake we've had, we've got five now. And I promised him I'd stop, but, you know, I don't know.
Question: how do you know, like, when a snake is flu, and also not all, not all snakes are domesticated? So, what about the snakes in the wild who have flu? How do they get rid of the flu?
I didn't know that it had flu. I was literally taking.
That was a good question.
I was literally taking my snake because it didn't want to eat. I took it to the vet. It didn't want to eat, and I was worried, you know. And they board them sometimes, where they keep them and they keep them warm and they feed them. So when I got there, they're like, no, you see, he's breathing out bubbles. That means he's sick. He's got a bit of flu. Like how you have sinuses, you know, you need to, he needs injections and whatever. And It's in my bedroom. It's not in my ndumba.
Like, so you don't burn mbepo in the house?
No.
Bro,
wait, you don't burn?
Not in the house. In the ndumba, yes, I do burn.
Oh, okay.
Bro, I've got so many questions, and I think, like, the time we have today is not enough. So can you schedule, like, a Q&A? Because I'm sure other people
I've got a ton of questions.
Yeah, and other chillers might have questions as well. So can we schedule, like, a Q&A?
I told you to get your job. Yeah.
Eh?
She wants my job.
I
know you are, but it's fine.
Can we do another podcast with a live audience?
With a live audience.
Yeah, and take questions.
Yeah, sure.
Can we?
Yeah, maybe then I'll be free.
Nah. What do you think? I think that's a good idea.
I'll let loose. But she won't come back.
I think it's a good idea, but she's also very dramatic, like dramatized and you know, like
yeah.
But it's a good idea.
So you wanna have a staff meeting first?
Yeah, because, you know, like, it's a good idea, though, but, hey. No, like, on a self-promo. So, it's very, it's such a goal. No, come, I'm not scared. Come, like, I'm cool. No, but, like, you know, Hollywood, nyana. So, that's the thing, it's like, yeah, you know what I mean? From New York and stuff.
How can I say phone? Like, it's a phone, like, man.
Exactly.
Can you phone?
Nah, but we're going to do it.
All right, cool.
Watch the space, man. So, what are you busy with right now? Just speak on the mic.
Okay,
please.
What do you mean right now? As like yourself, right now when I'm leaving?
Yeah. No, like in life. What do you mean?
Oh, in life.
Yeah.
Like I said, I have three pharmacies.
Sure,
we've got a farm trying to get together livestock. We've got a restaurant that we are coming up with.
Dope.
We just bought the house. We're demolishing it and rebuilding. Yeah. And also I'm working on the biggest festival, Ubungoma Festival.
Ooh.
Which is going to be in October. And it's got all these fabulous artists. And I'm doing it without sponsorship. So
hey, it's the only way, man.
I paid
no sponsorship.
Up. No. Because my ancestors work hard.
Can I sell snaif there?
Yeah, you can.
Are you making a snaif brand?
Are you making it yourself?
No, I'm getting it from...
You want to start a
snaif brand?
Oh,
no,
wow.
Are you serious? Are you...
Yeah, I'm very serious. I'm serious.
Yeah,
we'll talk about
do,
it.
Please
yeah.
do.
Do you have a question for her before she leaves?
No, I just, you know, I'm happy to actually get a lot of information as a woman and you actually speaking in a way that we understand.
Yeah.
Because it's always like, ooh, don't have sangomas. I mean, I was told I have four sangomas, you know.
You got four?
No,
yeah,
but
yeah,
you,
I have seven.
You must have.
So what's the money?
You have how many sangomas?
Can't you see what's there? No, what I'm joking. You? I'm joking. I'm joking. There's a court case going on. I can't say that I did not have.
Oh, yeah, you and your friend.
Two sangomas at least.
So I can't have four?
You can if you're wild like that.
Like what, do you men, think, you know? What do you think about mediums? Like, who's the other medium we had on the show?
Tez.
Yes.
Tez Singh.
Who's Tez?
And a very talented Indian lady who's a medium.
What do you think about them?
What do I think about mediums? Because I don't know her.
Yes. Just mediums.
No, they're also good. I don't know. I'm not in that.
Is that an African
thing? Well, I think, okay, medium can speak to the dead. Manje mawusendumbeni kunento siyibiza umhlahlo mangokulahlela amathambo. Sometimes I don't even use amathambo. I look at candles and I start talking.
Mm.
You know, so in that essence I kind of tap into the medium part of thing, but I don't really use it as often. So they're also gifted spiritually.
Got you.
Because Holani Leba, Basibi Sandy crystals, tarot cards, there's a lot, you know?
Speaking of candles, what do the different colors like mean in candles? Like if I light up a yellow candle.
Yellow represents amadlozi.
Yes.
So I always say to people, ukuthi mawufuna ukuphahla, remember, if you're renting a house, don't patla in that place where you're renting. It doesn't belong to you. You don't have ancestral rights to it.
Yes.
You'll actually be talking to people who can't even hear you.
Whoa.
And you know the place doesn't belong to you. You don't own it. The best candles to use are yellow, blue, and white. Yellow is for ancestors. Blue is for peace, calm, and healing, as well as forgiveness. And white is for purity. The energy.
What's up?
Guys, I went to a good school, okay? I'm well educated, okay?
Is it
like
true?
King Mona.
Is it true that the red one is dangerous? Like you can send
not really
bad stuff with
red one? No. It's the red and the black together. But it also is there's also you things you need to put to push it, yeah. You can't just light a candle and think it's glory. Hey, make G. I'm pale. No, you need to have things in place. That's how my son and little candle said. You can have a car, but if you don't have petrol, it's not gonna go. Do you understand?
Sorry, one more question.
A what car?
With kids with ADHD that you see a lot, because you say like a lot of kids struggle in school. Do you think those kids are more like inclined to be sangomas?
Not really. Actually, it's a good point that you're bringing up. I'm a sangoma now because of my son. Mason has got epilepsy.
Yeah.
And honestly, Mason was in hospital every week, you know, and I, from me saying, akibatli, I'm not this person. I can't do this. I don't like this. To seeing my son sick like that every week.
Yeah.
And when I went to Western doctors, my son was in hospital. Okay, he's got epilepsy. But when they test lumbar punches, they're negative. Mm. You know, to see your son, do you know how painful it is to get a lumbar puncture?
I can't even
do you understand? Now, then this one time, Mason gets sick. And funny enough, I was with the bugger, SK. Mason gets sick.
Wana SK get on any
epilepsy? No, I was with him. At the time, we were not, I wasn't pregnant. Okay. So obviously, if ki kiazula, kitso sama lingwanaka. Do you understand?
Yeah.
So Gilani and I, we were at Nando's, funny enough, and Mason just started doing his things. And I'm like, Mason. When I put him on the floor, I remember there was a guy who rushed me to hospital. The bugger couldn't even rush me to hospital, yet he was driving my car. But anyway, that's a story for another day.
Yeah.
Get to hospital, Mason is having seizures. Right? So the epilepsy at his time. But he's having seizures and they're trying to calm him down. He did not stop for 35 minutes. Whoa. The doctor actually came to me and said to me, anything beyond 5 minutes, I must know that my child might be brain damaged after he goes out of this. Mason was then charted from one hospital to another to see a specialist. They then put him in a coma. Well, not put him in a coma, but put him to sleep, and he fell into a deep sleep, a coma, we can say.
Yeah.
But then when they tried to wake him up, he didn't wake up. For 2 weeks, Mwanakasatu.
Right?
My mom said, my mom is a stone Christian, Kili Anglican, believes in church, and I have every respect for people who go to church because then I've got that side.
Yeah.
And my mom said to me, you know, this is the one time I need you to go and find out what is going on here.
Yeah.
And I left. I left that hospital that day seeking answers. And I went to my late Gobela, you know, he wasn't my Gobela at the time. But I went to him because Begi Sangomengi Hambai. Then I went. When I got there, I'm telling you, you know what? This and this happened. What's Shaya Matambo? What freaked me out the most, in his deep sleep, Mason kept on doing this, right? But when he changed, it became very cold. Remember, now I didn't believe I was supposed to do this. It became very cold, and he did this, and I freaked out. Like, what the hell is going on here? And then he started speaking, saying, "Wuthi awumameli, the one thing you asked us, because all I wanted was a child. You know, I was told that I would never have kids. I was a late bloomer in terms of periods as well. I went to gynecologists. They said to me, I'll never have kids. Whatever. So, and I prayed, Gapat, like, and I did everything, and I kept on saying, I don't care about the father. Just give me the child. And he said, you told us and you said you were going to do something and you didn't in terms of my calling. Can I tell you, I'm first clear, I chewed clausel and I had to spit out saying, because he kept on saying, mbize, mbize, we are hamba na ngega sabui. And I did that. When I stepped out of that nuba, I swear to God on everything that I have, my mom called me and told me, "Misen utuwil."
Whoa!
And it changed how I viewed Ubungoma. From that day on, I said, "You know what? If it means I need to do this for my son, I'm going to do
this." And how is Misen now?
He doesn't get sick. Yes, he has epilepsy,
but it's like stagnant.
Yeah, like a normal person.
Yeah, like he hasn't had an attack now for like years.
You see what I mean? Because you could find that maybe your kids are the ones that are reaching and
the only ones, bro.
You kept by yourself.
The only one, man.
You're trying to be
sorry, yes.
So you know it's very important because all of our kids are getting diagnosed with ADHD, they're getting put on Ritalin, brain numbers.
But don't put them on that. I don't have Mason on anything but his medicine. That's got to do with epilepsy. I'm not trying to slow him down, you know. Yes, he's very energetic. How about you do like a spacing say one? What to try everything he wants to, you know. I'd rather have him like that. I'd rather understand my child so that when he goes out to the world, I know what's wrong with my child. Not that there is something specific. And I don't want him to think he has a disability. I don't want that.
Because that's what society does. And you know,
society is cruel. And society is evil. At the end of the day, people are all facing their own problems.
100%.
But they're looking at us like, you know, picking and saying whatever. Libana. Why must you involve kids? Why must you do that? Talk about me. Talk shit about me. I don't give a fuck. Because at the end of the day, I'm better than you. If we sit down and we lay out my shit and your shit and what I've got going on, and when you have time to tweet and Facebook about me, don't involve my kids. That's when I come for you.
Dude.
I will come for you with everything that I have. I'm like...
You hate trolls, ne?
Don't come for my kids.
Yeah.
My kids don't eat, you won't eat. My kids suffer, you will suffer. Ooh. Don't come for my
baby
kids.
Baby daddies, Nzuil. Because that's what she said.
When,
when SK was going through the whole episode.
And I've got a lot, eh? Anglambanga, sorry.
If you're a celebrity, do you get in front of the line or you still have to wait like everyone?
You come on a different day.
Hey!
You see
when there's no one.
You can't prioritize celebrities.
Celebrities also are like
just humans.
Yeah.
No,
like,
man. Why are you going to prioritize? VIP. You know real Sangoma.
There's VIPs everywhere.
But it's Sangoma, too. When you queue, you know, you see a huge PSL boss, number 56. Meg G's number 100. You know, like, why would you...
You know why? Because we have people who are there. Somebody could go past 7 4 now 2 minutes. Sol uko lining. Moto or do you understand? Oto recorder ho sol na loko lining. Ya go go mawe. Hata dile ulo Twitter. Ulo Twitter can tell. Do you understand?
I give out. So we shouldn't use this whole thing yet is angoma ho. People will say you're going to Sangoma, it's insulting. Ooh. It's our culture, guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to
do. We need to stop this thing. Like, oh, you said someone, you went to church and you said, you know, whatever church. No, but when once you say you're going to a gila, but you're yo, hung loyile.
Ware lawyer,
yeah, no. We need to embrace our culture.
I'd rather be known for a lawyer than to pretend that it doesn't exist.
When I was a lawyer.
Siyabo mazungu na. When else you speak
to? Zulu.
Zulu, sorry, man.
Zulu.
Yeah, he's around. Somewhere.
Did you retrieve the things you sent?
No.
Or they're still beating on him.
who's a better lay, him or SK?
My husband.
Hey, good answer.
Good answer. even
the snakes at home can attest. The snakes at home are clapping too. Yeah, we watch through the glass.
And the dogs too.
Ladies and gentlemen, man, we are here. This has been Podcast and Chill. Thank you so much.
To advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com. Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to Podcast and Chill with Maggie.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.